Years pass. Within seconds.
This is awful. Every moment of it.
No one's going to listen to this.
Somebody will listen to it. I'll listen to
test,
it.
Test, test, test. Follow me on the Twitters at DrunkardSTL.
It's been a long time. And we were like, what is the next step? The next step would be to try to do it live and see if we can interact with people and
suicide
whatnot.
I'm sorry, too, and all of the good colors for your name and your text, they're all taken already. So.
Yeah, we took blue and green, so now what color are you going to be?
Red.
Oh.
Oh.
That's a pretty good color, actually.
That is a good color. I should have took that one.
All right, Mike, I've got Grant on the line.
Okay. Hey, Grant?
Hey there.
How's it going, man?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm trying to get everybody else back on.
I hate you, drunk. I hate you for making this worse.
Okay.
My insides are actually crying right now.
Fucking drunk.
Looks like he's about to have an aneurysm. Holy shit.
Okay, so maybe.
Those days seem so far away. And against all odds, the best is yet to come.
Travis, you're there, right? Matt, Travis, guys, did I turn the right knob? I think I turned the right. I heard you laugh, Matt. You guys are trying to trick me. I heard you laugh. I can't break the bird box, Matt. Okay, guys, to explain what's happening right now, doing the show blindfolded. But I didn't really think out the whole turning the knobs thing. See, because I got to turn the knobs, and I got to turn the right knobs so that you can hear Travis.
You should have put your hands on the knobs before you blindfolded yourself.
That would have been smart. That would have been smart. And if Drunk had been here on time, then Drunk could have been knobs guy.
Drunk needs a blindfold.
Travis, I got bird box fever is what I got. I got the fever, and I'm doing the challenge.
I got a bird box fever, and the only thing that can cure it is more bird box.
Guys, phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Although if you call, not going to be able to see it. I'm not going to be able to see the chat, at least for the first half of the show. I got to only do this for a little bit, guys, because, you know, coming up later, talking to John Fallon, filmmaker John Fallon.
Will he also be blindfolded?
I don't know. I didn't check with him. I mean, he might just do it for fun, but...
We could probably persuade him to blindfold himself.
Just be like, hey, John, we're doing a bit.
Yeah, we're going to need you to go ahead and slap on a blindfold.
Guys, there's a lot going on. As you can tell, you know, the Bird Box fever is taking over the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
Happy 2019, guys!
It's the first show of the new year. We did have a couple of weeks off. We're pretty excited about it. Matt... The thing that I am the most excited to talk about.
Bird Box?
Well, yes, Bird Box, obviously.
Can't get enough of that Bird Box.
Can't get enough of the goddamn Bird Box, Matt. I'm getting kind of hot. This blindfold is...
Bird Box making you hot?
It's hot. It's making my
Sandy
face...
Sandy B, America's sweetheart.
This is unsettling, this thing. I mean, like, you don't know what's around.
Bird Box?
It's a bad idea. This whole thing was a bad idea. Matt, did you watch the Masked Singer, the television show on Fox?
You know, I've seen some clips. I haven't watched a full episode.
Matt, do you remember those magic eyes back in the day that you stared at for a while and then, sailboat.
It's a schooner.
You know what I'm talking about? The magic eyes?
The magic eyes?
What do you think I was saying, Matt?
Like you said, magic guys.
No, the magic guys.
Okay. You know the guys who play Magic the Gathering?
Is this one of those Grover things? No, the magic eyes, Matt. I'm sorry that I did not enunciate.
I don't think you're enunciating correctly because you have that blindfold on.
I want 2019 to be the year of enunciation.
It's dulling my other senses, Travis. You know, the problem is, by the way, going back to the sangria, sangria every Tuesday now, the sangria shows. And
nice.
I put my sangria directly next to the board, Travis.
2019, the year of sangria. And an enunciation. So far, we're off to a good start.
See, you would never in your life stare at a picture of a sailboat for as long as you stare at those magic eyes. But what happens is, like, the possibility, Matt, it could be anything.
Yeah.
It could be anything, and therefore, it's exciting. Although, I mean, like, it's probably not. It's probably a C-list celebrity that nobody gives a shit about. Like, it's a Dancing with the Stars level celebrity.
Mike,
that if announced it ahead of time, like,
how could it be D-list when you have hosts like Ken Jeong and Jenny McCarthy?
Like, if I were to say, hey, do you want to tune into this television show and watch the wide receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers sing? Everyone would say no.
Here's the deal. All of those hosts, right, are D-list celebrities. There's no way, there's absolutely no way they do not know who's under those masks.
Drunk, thank God you're here.
I guarantee you they do. Absolutely. They have to know. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, like, there's an entourage. There's people that run in the same circles. You can't tell me that they're sneaking fucking people into that show.
Well, that's the thing.
The hosts don't know.
There's no way they're sequestering the hosts so they can't see who is arriving.
Right.
But I mean, like, they say, oh, maybe that's Bradley Cooper. And you think, fuck, do you think it is Bradley Cooper? But it's not Bradley Cooper.
No.
It's Terry Bradshaw or somebody, you know? It's somebody shitty.
I watched the clips that I watched. Just embarrassing. Like, those people that are fake singing that are through this. I don't think the celebrity is actually under that mask until the unveiling.
Right.
So, now, the big toy this Christmas, and I'm not telling you guys anything. You both have daughters. Those LOL surprise things. Did you guys, mm-hmm. you guys had those on your Christmas list, I'm sure, right? That was a thing going around.
I think so.
What they're
my
selling.
Daughter got burned out on those. Just there's the whole Shopkins craze that lasted about 6 months. And by the time this LOL surprise thing, she's kind of over those surprise
and
little boxes.
And the doll that you hatch, like you just get an egg and you don't actually know what you're getting, but they're selling you on the surprise and the potential. It's like a pack of baseball cards, you know, they're selling you on the possibilities. I mean, like, when you open that fucking pack of baseball cards, I mean, there could be anything.
Or like,
I could get that uniform card.
Right.
You never know.
You get
the
rare. Oh, I'm going to get the shiny this.
Yep.
But it's probably shitty. It's probably bullshit. It's probably nothing.
Oh, this is the same goddamn foil card I got in the last four packs.
It's genius, Matt. And I watched this show, and I'll tell you what, I'm all in on The Masked Singer. I enjoyed it a great deal just because it's fun to play the game.
I thought it was fun for like the first little bit, but when the fucking peacock started dancing like really into it and moving around the stage, I just saw this guy. Like, I don't know, whoever the fucking guy is that's inside.
This fucking
dancing
guy.
Around. And it's just
thank
like,
you, drunk.
That guy is probably going to kill himself this year.
Because he's dressed silly, is what you're saying.
It's just embarrassing. Like, this is where I'm at. I've got to put on a peacock head. I've got to lip sync to The Greatest Showman. And Jenny McCarthy's over there going, I know who it is.
The worst part, you're talking about those promos that I see, you know, watching Hulu and shit. It's like incessantly bombarding me with The Masked Singer. The worst is Ken Jeong's reaction
to
the
awful.
Reveal. And they're like so extremely surprised, like somebody just shit out $1 million on their table and said, this is for you.
Like, why is Kim Jong getting out of his seat and like arching his back? It's like, what is this?
So has there been anybody like above a B list on this?
We don't know yet, Drunk. They reveal one person per week. Yeah. I have predictions if you'd like me to tell you.
Sure. Mike is really invested.
I'm invested in this, Drunk.
I think he's actually scouring the dark web.
Is it supposed to be the same people week after week?
Drunk, I'm fairly certain.
He's doing like a Beautiful Mind. He's got the chalkboard out there. He's got the lines pointed from Ken Jeong to like who the mystery right. singer is.
I'm Every fairly certain that the monster is Cisco. I think that the unicorn is Paris Hilton. I think the lion is a Kardashian. I'm not sure which one yet, guys. I don't
is
know which
Rob
one.
Kardashian.
No. One of the gals. That is this
so,
mask.
So possibly a Jenner too.
Hot. Yeah. It's one of them. You know. And which one am I missing? The moose guy or the deer or whatever. That's Terry Bradshaw. And it's you know that's what
Wait,
it
who's
is.
The peacock? Because the peacock.
Oh, the peacock. That's a Donny Osmond man.
You think that's Donny Osmond?
Yeah, it's Donny Osmond. So, yeah, that's where I'm at. Maybe it's Hasselhoff, but I'm pretty sure it's Donny Osmond.
Oh, I didn't even think of Hasselhoff.
But yeah, none of those are particularly exciting, but it's exciting because you don't know, Matt.
Both Hasselhoff and Terry Bradshaw have both put out CDs in the past.
I mean,
yeah.
It could be Lady Gaga, Matt. You just don't know.
It's not going to be Lady Gaga.
It's not Lady Gaga. I promise you that, you know what I can't wait for? I can't wait for the 2020 on this show that'll come out in 15 years. I can't wait for fucking Antonio Brown to say like, we weren't performing. Like we weren't out there.
Oh, they'll do like a behind the scenes where they tell you that the whole thing was a gag.
All right, so you don't answer, Mike. So you both Travis and Matt have seen this, right?
Just clips, buddy. I've not invested the time that Mike.
You
has.
Gotta DVR it, Matt.
I refuse to watch
this. It's trash TV. At its
I haven't
finest.
Seen a second of it. So does this make it to season two?
Oh, guaranteed, because it probably costs $50 to make an episode.
Right. How much are you paying Jenny McCarthy?
Oh, you're damn sure there's going to be an NSYNC in there. One of those goddamn NSYNCs is going to be in there.
It'll
sure.
be Joey. It'll be Joey Fatone.
I'll tell you what, Nick Cannon with his fucking Mr. Jefferson haircut was cracking me up.
What is going on with that guy? Is he done on America's Got Talent?
Guys, I'm telling you right now.
I think he's been done for a couple of years,
hasn't he? We can skip through the static. The Masked Singer is my pick of the week.
A little premature, huh?
Guys, that show is fucking golden.
Just all in, all right, huh?
2019, the year of Annunciation, Sangria Tuesdays, and The Masked Singer.
I'm bringing back the Sangria, Drunk, in case you missed it.
I see.
I've been dry on the podcast long enough.
No, I mean, you were busting out the occasional weird beer in here and there.
Yeah, the orange Bud Light.
And making Drunk drink all the rest of them because right. he hated them so much.
Some sort of grapefruit shandy something or another.
Guys, have I proven that I can podcast blindfolded? Can I?
No, we need another 10 minutes at least.
You look like a fool.
Do I look like a fool, Drunk?
You do look like a fool.
I feel
Everybody
like a fool.
In that movie
I came in and
like
started
a fool.
Laughing at me.
What a great night for Drunk to bring over his friends to rob your house.
Drunk, I feel like a goddamn fool is what I feel like. I'm doing it for the bit, though, because I'm committed to it.
Yeah, I think you need to go all the way to break, so you got another 15 minutes or so.
I'm say at the end of the show.
Well, guys, I mean, I got to keep an eye on the time. We do have a guest coming up, a filmmaker,
you
John
don't
Fallon's
need to keep an eye on shit.
We'll do a periodic
you
time
You
got to
get down that
you.
River, Mike.
I gotta get down the river, got to look at it, because it's beautiful. You know
I'm
what I'm saying?
I'm referring to drunkest boy.
I haven't seen it, but my lady, they basically said it was The Mist.
It's The Mist slash The Happening slash The Crazies.
Yeah, it's that The Happening movie. It's the Trees Zooey Deschanel.
The Quiet Place.
Yeah, it's The Trees Zooey Deschanel.
Yeah, it's wind, and the wind makes you kill yourself.
Hey, and you've been blindfolded this entire time. How do you know that Drunk is even there?
I heard him. I heard him come in. He comes in like a bull in a china shop, Travis.
That's true.
That's and how they get you.
He cracks open his monster espresso.
I got to have the proper energy for the show, don't you know?
I don't have any Coca-Cola. Take your blindfold off.
How long until every movie starts creating memes before their movie comes out to become like the next big thing?
I was sick of Bird Box before I even saw it.
And how soon do memes start becoming like commercials where that's how they're promoting the movie on television? Is just by a meme.
Turn it into a goddamn meme?
Well, we're coming full circle already with that, right? Like, we had an emoji movie, and everything just keeps cycling around, and short attention span.
Well, this movie went straight to Netflix, right?
It's a Netflix original film starring Sandra Bullock.
Sandy B?
Yeah, America's Sweetheart. The thing with this is that they really pushed the memes for this movie, and there are people that I work with who would never, ever in their lives, if this came out in theater, they would never watch this movie, let alone like just being on Netflix. Like, there's a lot of great movies on Netflix that nobody knows anything about, like Netflix Troll Hunter.
You were right that Netflix was genius because they put it at the top of their page. They spent all their money to like just throw Sandra Bullock in it. It's like, hey, everybody knows Sandra Bullock. And like you said, if you cascade a bunch of memes across the internet.
Let's not forget how much they shelled out for Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh, that's right. That's who
there was a lot of
I wanted to see.
I mean, Sarah Paulson was in it for like 10 seconds and Malkovich was in it. And that Lil Rel guy. Hey, Travis, that Lil Rel, he's so hot right now.
I love Lil Rel. The star of Get Out.
It was like that's a movie that makes $5 million at the box office and goes away quietly.
Right.
Oh, like very that, like yeah. It just would not have done well. Nobody would talk about
Which
it.
Which is
Nobody
the same thing care. That happened with that goddamn Cloverfield movie that they made retroactively into a Cloverfield movie and put it on Netflix.
But this is bigger than that.
Yeah. They said, hey, it's Netflix. And all of a sudden it's on the cultural sphere because everybody fucking has it.
Well, like Matt said, too, for me, like everybody at my workplace, a bunch of like mid-20s dudes, like we're talking about this Sandra Bullock movie.
And right.
And it was all they referenced was the memes, and Netflix made it worse. What, like, was it like 4 days into release where they were telling everybody, listen, guys, we want to make sure you do not do this Bird Box challenge that's going around.
Yeah, okay, I wish I would have listened to
it. Snapchat was like promoting do the Bird Box challenge. It's like that was a Snapchat filter.
That's a cross promotion.
Bird Box challenge. So don't tell me that they weren't trying to push it, because obviously they paid fucking Snapchat.
See, I feel about Bird Box the same way I feel about that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez dancing video. I feel like she put her team, maybe not her, but like her team put that video out and pretended to be like these weird right-wing anonymous people bashing her for it. Because all it did was get attention and have everybody say, oh, what a lovely gal this is.
Well,
Netflix.
I did see people put it out there and act like they were going to get her. And I was like, why? But you're right. There was five people that thought they were going to get her and like 100 million people saying, guys, what are you so upset about? It's just a girl dancing. And
just
honestly, I was one of them, Travis. I was one of them because like I saw a couple of people like posting stuff about shameful dancing. And I was like, oh, this is silly, guys. But then the next day I saw people giving Mike Pence shit because Mike Pence acted uncomfortable around a bisexual lady. And I was like, Mike Pence acted just fine.
Yeah, Mike Pence acted like Mike Pence.
He's the same.
Always acts uncomfortable. Right. Like he didn't act any different. And it, like,
the,
you know,
the guy always acts as though he's uncomfortable in his own skin.
He looks like he belongs in Madame Tussauds wax museum all the time. Like he it's a wax statue that came to life for
so,
a night.
Yeah, it's just a, it's a bullshit gotcha culture. Matt, you wanted to talk about the Kevin Spacey thing. I pulled the clip, but unfortunately I can't see it, Matt. So, but yeah, I mean, like the Kevin Spacey thing, it just stinks. It stinks. You know, it kind of smells like when we put OJ in jail for stealing his memorabilia. You know, it was like, we can't get him on the thing we want to get him on. Well, yep, God damn it, we'll get him on something.
At the same time, he should have gone to jail for that too. So.
Oh yeah, yeah, probably.
But with that being said, so is that going to be like the new thing?
But
like,
yeah, you know what I'm saying, though. Dude.
If you make a big movie, you might as well just put it straight to Netflix.
Hold on, hold on. What should have Kevin Spacey gone to jail for?
Well, like going after that little boy at the party.
Yeah, the 18-year-old that he's been arraigned for in Massachusetts?
No, the boy.
What little boy?
What boy?
The boy at the party. Not this one. This was like some dickhead in a bar that he was fiddling with his junk and he was Snapchatting pictures of it to his girlfriend.
I thought the boy was an of-age teenager.
No, the boy, that was another thing from longer ago.
Oh, so he's just got a laundry list.
Hold on, there's a Kevin Spacey little boy?
Yeah, I mean, this wasn't Kevin Spacey's first rodeo, Matt. Kevin Spacey had a thing, and that's when he...
Brian Singer?
No, Kevin Spacey. He said that's when he said he was a gay guy because he was like, "Oh yeah, guys, you know, forget this attempted rape thing because I'm coming out." You remember
Are
that?
You talking about the Elmo guy?
Elmo? No, no, Travis. Kevin Spacey.
Okay, yeah, when he came back and said that he was a gay man.
I'm breaking the Bird Box challenge, guys. Oh God! Oh.
Did you make it to the community?
I made it 23 minutes.
Kevin Spacey, Travis. Boy,
you wouldn't have even got to that guy that was trying to pull you off the boat. 23 minutes. Boy and girl are dead.
Kevin yep. Spacey scandal: a complete list of 15 accusers.
Yeah, see, there's a lot of people that are mad at.
I
Kevin
know there's
Spacey.
A lot of people that have accused.
And Karen
him.
From Philly in the chat says the guy from Road Trip. Does that help at all?
Yeah, Kevin Federline.
Kevin Federline was Britney Spears.
Oh, that guy.
DJ Qualls?
Anthony Rapp?
Guys, we're abandoning the Kevin Spacey stuff. It's old news anyway. We've been way too long, Matt.
Five said that they were teens at the time.
Matt, we missed the Kevin Spacey thing. We just have
talking
to accept
about Bill
it.
Cosby. Box.
Look, I pulled the clip. I know what you want. He pretended to be the guy from that Netflix show he was on, and he did a creepy video where he was kind of denying what was going on.
House of Cards, is that show over? Or?
Yeah, it ended.
It is over now, yeah.
Yeah, he played
oh,
it.
Oh, sure. They may
he posted it on YouTube. I'll say, Matt, he posted it on YouTube. He made the video himself playing like one of his beloved characters.
What the fuck, man?
Deny these accusations?
No, he just
I mean, kind of, Travis. He alluded to them. You know what I'm saying? There was some allusion going on.
Is this
Travis,
a new video?
He's been holed up in a fucking house in Baltimore for the past year, and he took a camera, videotaped himself. He did a monologue as Frank Underwood and then posted that on Facebook. And it's cringy. It's awful. Like, nobody
Travis,
said...
Travis, you haven't seen the video?
That's amazing. No, I haven't seen this video.
Nobody said, Kevin, buddy, you should probably not do this.
After all, we shared everything, you and I. I told you my deepest, darkest secrets. I showed you exactly what people are capable of. I shocked you with my honesty, but mostly I challenged you and made you think. And you trusted me, even though you knew you shouldn't.
See, he made a video, Travis, and he put it up on YouTube. And it's
I'm going to have to check this out.
Travis, it's gotten millions.
It's not a long video.
It's like 3 minutes
really
long.
Quick, I've been uncomfortable with Kevin Spacey since he made that Beyond the Sea, the Bobby Darin movie, where he played like the 17-year-old Bobby Darin when he was like 45 years old.
And you trusted me.
See, but the thing, it's kind of brilliant because here's the thing. Kevin Spacey can't be Kevin Spacey anymore. He's
Which
done.
Is too bad. Guy's a great actor.
He's done. Like, but the thing is he still wants to be Kevin Spacey. But he can't be. But just like the Netflix, the
maybe
Bird
he could
Box,
be Devin Spacey.
Matt.
Travis, he alludes in the video. If you watch the whole video, he alludes that, oh, they said they killed me off, but you know, like that can all be faked.
Oh, like, I gotta play the end when he uses the sound effect.
As though he
effect.
Could come back as Frank Underwood.
Yeah, like they're gonna bring him back after
Travis,
the dust
Travis, sounds. you gotta hear the end when he plays the sound effect.
Yeah.
Oh no.
it is. He puts like his pinky ring on and he plays the sound effect, Travis. But the thing beautiful. Is that's got millions and millions and millions of views. And it's garbage. It's not anything that anybody would want to watch, but like there's this disgraced man posting silly videos on the internet to say that he's innocent of his crimes, and people flock to it. He needs to monetize it.
Well, you're telling me that if Bill Cosby, you know, pulled a Macaulay Culkin, you know, Macaulay Culkin made that Home Alone Christmas video, like as an adult, and he like mocked right. the scenes. You're telling me that if Bill Cosby right now made a Pudding Pop commercial, you wouldn't watch it?
Yes, I would. Everyone would, Travis.
Yeah.
And he monetized those YouTube people, the Jake Pauls and all them, they're rich. You should see yep. their goddamn houses, Travis. Yeah. He could still be Kevin Spacey. He could play all of his Kevin Spacey characters on his YouTube channel. And
that's a brilliant idea.
And
actually.
And who would tell him to stop?
Not YouTube.
Not YouTube. They'll be fine with it. They're selling their Tide Pod commercials. Yeah, they're fine. They
love money.
Guys, we need to take a break. We're coming back with John Fallon. We're talking to John Fallon about Bird Box, Travis. Got Bird Box.
Bird Box.
Got Bird Box fever.
If you put on your blindfold, cause it's time to go. Stumble 50 miles to the Bird Box!
Bird Box, yeah, yeah.
We have a place. It's safe here. How many of you are there?
I got me a boat with a boy and a girl, and I poked some air holes for my Bird Box. We can't go outside cause the wind is all funny. Netflix is gonna make a lot of money.
Grab your Bird Box and come to a place we can hide from weather. Bird Box, baby.
Bird Box, baby.
What you notice is that it's
hey, Tom.
We can't let anyone
okay.
in.
Just calm down. Hello?
Bang, bang, bang on the door, baby.
Don't open the goddamn
I'm gonna door. Open the door.
Fuck.
Bang, bang, bang on the door, baby.
Don't open the goddamn
I'm gonna open the door.
Fuck.
Bang, bang, bang on the door, baby.
I need help, please.
Bang, bang, bang on the door, baby.
I need help, please.
Grab your Bird Box and come to a place we can hide from weather.
Bird Box, baby, Bird Box. Bird Box, baby, Bird Box.
Everyone must look. Everyone must look.
Beautiful. It's time once again for the Hollywood Beat with your inside source, Drunk. This week, Drunk talks to Jay Ellis and Deborah Ann Woll about their new film, Escape Room, in theaters now.
So it's a horror movie based on those team building things you find on Groupon.
With the game, an escape room out in the world, the escape rooms that you can actually go to, mm-hmm. you know, you have someone tell you what the rules are, and there's a clock ticking, and right? in our situation, and you know that you're gonna get out.
Right, that's the big one.
That's the big one. You're gonna make it out. You have an hour, actually, and then they kick you out.
You're right.
In hours, when the clock starts ticking, it means a completely different thing. Mm-hmm. And it means that, you know, you if you don't find your way out by the time that clock gets to zero, your life is definitely on the line, or someone's life is on the line.
Yeah.
So it's Saw.
Play on that, yeah. I think
people are going to be really surprised to see this could be scary.
Online and on your mobile device.
Live. Strangelabel.com.
You can't possibly be serious. Once again, WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Welcome back. Our guest tonight is a writer-director whose new period action film Heretic is in the works now. To follow along, check out Heretic the Movie, all one word, on your social medias. Welcome John Fallon back to the program. John!
Hey guys, how you doing?
John, I'm doing really good.
Mike, very we nice. Made sure that John had his blindfold on.
John, yeah, you got your blindfold on.
I can't see nothing.
John, we're bird boxing, John.
Oh, God. Kill me now. Fuck. I have no words about how that film became.
John, tell us why Bird Box is the greatest movie of all time. Go.
It's not.
Oh.
How did it become part of our cultural zeitgeist and is beloved by millions of Americans?
You really don't want me to get into that. But, you really
actually
don't. But I will say
but
that
really
in my
do.
Useless opinion... you know, the first 40 minutes were good, but the second John Malkovich decided to go somewhere. It was downhill from there.
So you were in it for Malkovich.
Everybody should be expecting massive spoilers. So if you haven't watched Bird Box and want to, you know, tune out.
I'm trying to be nice, you know?
You don't have to.
Okay. So the second Malkovich... was deceased. The movie went like nowhere slow. It was a bore fest, predictable.
See, what it was.
Are ending, you telling man. Me you predicted the community of blind people in the woods who just no. so happened to have her nurse or doctor there with them?
Right. Well, where else would you be?
callback, Travis.
I did not predict that, you know, that the ending would be a blind community. No, not at all. But really, how can you predict such a fucking lukewarm, underwhelming, go fuck yourself ending, right?
Yeah, I agree. I felt that the movie didn't know what it wanted to be. Like, they were trying to make this, tense horror movie, kind of like A Quiet Place. You got The Mist, where you've got the whole community trapped inside the house, but you've got this disattached mother story where she's not gonna connect with her children to save their lives, and it's like, oh, go fuck yourself.
My favorite absolutely was the fact that that grocery store run scene was almost directly pulled from The Mist.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was actually.
So we got a couple of them where you can't talk. We got a couple of them that you can't see. The one with the blind guy in the house, Travis.
Yeah.
Don't breathe. You can't breathe.
Yeah, we need a taste one now, John. Can we collaborate on a taste movie somehow?
Yeah, don't lick.
Yeah, don't lick. Don't lick it.
Yeah. Licking bad.
How many licks does it take?
Exactly.
There it is, Travis. There it is.
Actually, my final thing on Bird Box, or bird shit as I call it, is the fact that, you know, it opens up with her going through like the most boring river run ever, alone with the two kids. So then, you know, it goes backwards and shows us with all the group of characters that I know are dead now, because you decided to play this fucking time back and forth. I know they're dead, so there's no suspense. I knew everybody was going to check
like,
out.
Yeah, there's no consequence. Like, I don't feel attached to anybody because obviously they're not here with us.
Maybe
at the
they
end
just
of
had a
movie.
Disagreement, guys.
No,
maybe.
I feel completely the same.
Sure.
And I couldn't put my finger on it either. Why I didn't like connect with the relationship from Sandra Bullock and that one gentleman. Like, I didn't really. But you put the nail on the head. There was never any going to be any scenario where they were going to be together. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah. So, John, you know what else is really fucked up? Is that we're actually talking about Bird Box for the last 15 minutes.
It's in the cultural sphere, John. It's in the it's the thing. It's FOMO is what it, the fear of missing out. Everybody's seen Bird Box, John. What are we going to do? Not talk about Bird Box? We got Bird Box fever.
I can't wait to see what influence Bird Box has on Heretic.
Oh, yeah, no, well, it's already, I already rewrote the script. All the Templars are blindfolded, and they're attacked by flying leaves, leaves that fly,
So this Heretic, it's a passion project of yours, right?
Yes, it is.
To make this one for a while.
Yeah, no, for some reason, it's the film that, I have other films that I was slated to direct, and now I've kind of outsourced to other directors, where I'm attaching other directors, but Heretic... it's just a movie that I'm just gelled to, and I'm just not gonna stop until
now
it's done.
I've read some of your descriptions of it, but you're gonna have to explain it to me like I'm five, because I read the description. So there was a crusade. That was the one that that Robin Hood was going on, right? Robin Hood was fighting people while people were out on the crusades.
Yeah, he was actually. Yeah,
and then that one,
the Kevin Costner one, yeah.
And then that one ended, and that one went pretty good. But then there was a second one, and that one didn't go so good, and that's the one that you're talking about.
Yeah, and that's the one. Yeah, after that one, my two heroes come back, and they're not really in a chipper mood, and they're given a mission, and on this mission, they basically have to fight external foes, obviously, but also themselves internally. So it's a Deep Thoughts by Jack Handy movie meets a very action-y... I wouldn't say Braveheart, although some people have compared it to it, but the way I'm going about it with the action is very elevated. So more elevated than you would see. Like, I'm going to cheat a little bit. Like, you wouldn't see the type of fighting I'm going to show you. You wouldn't see it in a film in that period, but I'm going to cheat a little bit just to make it more exciting.
So you're going to Armenia?
Yes.
When are you doing it? That's where System of a Down is from, Drunk.
Armenia. Oh, yeah. Great band. Yeah, no, it's funny because I was basically raised in an Armenian, Greek, Italian neighborhood, and I seem to always gravitate towards Armenian, Greeks, or Italians. So Heretic, my lead producer, is Armenian, and one of the executive producers is Armenian, and one of the leads is Armenian.
So you figured
then they
off
then
head
they,
there?
Yeah, no, that's it. I know you have an Armenian joke coming. So I'll let you go for it.
I just figured, you got all these Armenians, might as well go to Armenia, right?
Well, it's not a really funny joke, man. But
Mike.
In all seriousness, is that the thing with Armenia is, for a period piece set, after the Second Crusade, Armenia had everything. Like, I don't even need a set. We're shooting on location, everything, from old churches, old castles. Wow. Really vast mountains, and at a very cheap price.
Yeah.
So basically, I'm getting everything that I want. It's gonna make a movie with a XXX, which, you know, you never say the budget. Budget look like it's fucking, you know, $25 million, $35 million John, dollar picture.
Why do you never say the budget?
It's a rule of thumb in the business.
Mike, you don't want people knowing what he
right.
can do.
It's not really about the people. It's more about the buyers. If I say my movie cost, I don't know, let's say $150,000.
Right.
And then I go and sell it, but it looks like a $1.5 million. But the guy knows I spent $150,000. Well, he's going to lowball the shit out of me.
Yeah, and next time he's going to get $100,000 to make a movie instead of $150,000.
There you have it. So, but, you know, if your film looks like $1.5 million, but you spent, let's say, I don't know, $200,000, well, then, you know, you'll get offers that match a $1.5 million budget.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Strategy.
True that.
So, John, you making a movie with an abominable snowman also?
Yes, actually. No Man's Ridge, which is written and to be directed by Eric Red, who I'm sure you guys know, who, you know, wrote The Hitcher, Near Dark, directed Body Parts, Bad Moon, 100 Feet, Undertow, Cohen and Tate. I got attached to that one, actually, a couple years back. I've seen a lot of Bigfoot movies, but I can't really say that I've seen many really good Bigfoot movies. I saw Abominable, which I liked, and I think that was and Harry and the Andersons, but it's not a horror movie.
You have to know.
I was gonna say that was really the only one that was any good, really.
You know,
Bobcat made that movie, but you never saw the Bigfoot.
I never saw the film.
So was it just wind, Travis?
No, there is Bigfoot. You just never see him.
Is he blindfolded?
Yeah. Well, they're in a tent the entire movie, pretty much.
Okay. The Blair Witch Project guy did one too, and it was all right. Actually, I enjoyed it. It was a found footagey, but a found footage one. But what was it? Exist, I think it was called. Right.
Those make my tummy hurt, John. The found footage.
Found footage. Yeah.
I get away from those as soon as I see them.
Some of them are good. Not
yeah,
many.
So some of them are pretty yeah. good. It depends.
I mean, I understand. It's probably great, but it makes my tummy hurt.
Well, yeah, you know, Pepto, I guess. Or...
Hey, just take motion sickness pills before you watch the movie.
Exactly. So, but anyways, in terms of No Man's Ridge, it's not a found footage movie, by the way, even though we have extreme hunters. Extreme Hunters is actually a real subculture where hunters put cameras on their guns, on their helmets, on their arrows when they shoot arrows, and they go out and, you know, hunt. So when Mr. Red, you know, discovered that subculture, he thought it'd be interesting to incorporate it within a Bigfoot movie. And I read the script maybe like 3 or 4 years ago. And
do you believe in a Bigfoot?
Not really, no.
No. I mean, we would find Bigfoot if there was Bigfoot.
Well, there's enough people looking for him.
There's so many people looking for Bigfoot.
I can't really say at this point,
Bigfoot would have to know that people are looking for him, and that's how elusive he is.
He knows. Well,
maybe he hunkered down in a mansion in Baltimore and is making videos for himself.
Maybe. Maybe. You never know. You right. know we live in a very interesting time. We never know.
I don't know.
But... anyways, it's exactly the kind of Bigfoot I'd want to see with No Man's Ridge, you know, which is filled with action. It's like the aliens of Bigfoot movies.
Does the Bigfoot talk?
No. No, but he's a horny Bigfoot. I'll leave it at that.
Oh, nice.
There
that
we go. I like that. See that.
You just sold it right there, John.
There you go.
I didn't know about the Bigfoot movie until you said that. Now I'm on board. He's
not just called Bigfoot, you know? He's got other names.
Like, you know what they say about guys with big feet.
There you go. There you go.
Bigfoot likes to fuck.
So, guys, I'll tell you what you need to do. You need to follow John on the social media. Is it John_H_Fallon? Is that John H. Fallon, I think? You're different stuff on different things.
Yeah, I'm different everywhere, sadly.
You don't make it easy.
You can follow me on Facebook. And it's Fallon Johnny. And you could follow me on Twitter. It's John H. Fallon. And what else we got? Yeah, Instagram, which is John_ H_Fallon. And the H is only there because some other dude took John Fallon everywhere.
John, could I ask you, and I'm sure you probably have been asked enough times, but what was your favorite movie of 2018?
Oh, fuck. What came out? Give me titles.
It was that Will Smith one, Bright.
Was it Bright?
Was that last year?
No, that was last year, and I didn't see that one.
Jesus, that seems like a lifetime ago.
I didn't see that one. Was Creed 2 last year?
Yeah, it was.
Okay, I really enjoyed Creed 2.
Okay.
Are you looking forward to the third Creed when he fights Thunderlips' son?
I hope they don't go that way, but I don't think they will because Rocky's... I think now Creed 3 is just going to go... They're going to go their own way now. Rocky's going to be out of the picture.
Yeah, it has to be. He has to take the mantle and move forward.
But I would personally rather see a spinoff of Drago's.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, because I really, in terms of Creed 2, I really, and I know they had shot more stuff with, Ivan Drago and his son.
Yeah.
But they cut it out because it was making them too sympathetic.
Oh, sure.
But for me, they were still very sympathetic, and I'm like, fuck, I would love to follow a film franchise where they go back to Russia and now, like, rebuild this kid to try to become, you know, champ again, or not necessarily to go and fight Adonis Creed, but just his own path, a spinoff. I'd love
and
a
really,
spinoff on
you,
it.
For me personally, you could put Dolph Lundgren in just about anything, and
yeah,
I'm on board.
I agree. And Dolph in Creed 2, wow, really, really, really great performance.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
So Creed 2 stuck with me, and if you guys tell me, I've been like,
did you see Mandy?
Yeah, nah, it's
not a fan.
Not for me. No, it was. I mean, it looked visually, the aesthetics, I liked a lot of it. Nicolas Cage, I thought, gave a really, really strong performance. But for me, and this is just my opinion, it's like the film didn't want to deliver what I wanted.
You know what I watched that I had a lot of fun with was Upgrade.
Upgrade. Oh, the Lee Whannell thing, right?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet. It's on
really,
my pile.
Really
yeah,
fun.
I heard it's really, everybody tells me it's my kind of movie.
Yeah.
So, I've been working as, I'm going to sound like an asshole, but I have literally been working so much that, and I've seen movies, but not nearly as much as I used to.
I lost the plot. Do you try not to watch movies because you're worried that the style and stuff will kind of infect the way that you're doing it, or?
No, like, not at all. Not at all.
You're able to separate it.
Yeah. Big time.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't have the time, and I think a lot of like older dudes go through this shit is that I seem to, when I do have free time, I'll watch some shit that I'll watch Nighthawks, or I'll watch
something you've seen a million times.
A million times, but I know it's going to deliver 100%.
Yeah, it's comfort food. Like, I just want some mac and cheese, so I'm going
to exactly
watch,
some Chuck
Hawk
Norris man. Or I watch a Christmas. I watch Die Hard 2. I even rewatched Die Hard 5, which I actually enjoyed way
is
more
that live
than
free? Live Free.
Yeah,
again?
Yeah.
Is that the Jai Courtney
Russia,
one?
The one in Russia.
Oh, the Russian. I like that.
Yeah, Jai Courtney. Yeah.
It took me about three times before I could appreciate that movie.
Mm. I thought the first hour is pretty solid. It's the last. Once they get to Chernobyl, the movie kind of fucking falls apart. But the first two acts I thought were pretty solid in terms of just a fast-paced, no bullshit action movie with some funny one-liners and shit like that. It's not Die Hard 1, Die Hard 2, which for me are classics, but it's still an entertaining action film. So I tend to go back. And funnily enough, this year I said, all right, everybody's talking about Bird Box. Let me, instead of watching fucking The Hidden, which is what I was going to watch, I decided to watch Bird Box.
You
Hidden
fell
with
for
Kyle
it,
McLaughlin?
With
we, Kyle
yeah,
McLaughlin?
We
yeah,
all
Michael,
fell for it.
Nuri,
oh,
yeah,
it's
man.
One
I love
of my
that
favorites.
Movie.
God, it's a
Dude,
great
and that's
flick.
The thing. That's what Bird Box did. It definitely, they found a way to almost pressure everybody into watching that fucking movie. Like, you didn't watch it because it was like, oh, I heard about this. I want to see this movie. It's just like, I better watch this.
Matt, I made Travis watch
like
Bird Box last night.
I stayed up late to watch that fucking movie.
I said, Travis, you better watch Bird Box, man, because we're doing some Bird Box stuff tomorrow. And he stayed up and watched it.
Bird Box is the fucking Me Too of movies.
Wow. Well said, man. Well said. I just like everybody's talking about it, so I guess it's got to be something to it. And I was wrong. Yeah, there's. It was just for me. It was all hype, and it's really not a great film at all. You know?
No,
but it's one of those little internet, you know, sensations. It's, again, my opinion. You know, I'm sure some people listening are like, oh, "Fuck you, man! Bird Box rocks." So that's fine, man. Knock yourself the fuck out with it.
Bird Box is the cultural equivalent of the Baby Shark song from Japan.
Dude, I don't even know what that is, and let's keep it that way,
John. As soon as the show's over, I'm sending it to you, John.
Oh, fuck.
You don't need that in your head.
John, before we let you go, I have a pretty important question I need to ask you.
Sure, shoot.
Are you any of the Masked Singers? Like, are any of them you? Like, are you the deer guy? Or are you the monster?
What in God's name are you talking about, bro?
See,
oh, that's exactly
I told you, Mike. It's horrible. Horrible.
That's what a Masked Singer would say.
That's what he'd say, isn't it? He'd pretend to not even know what it was.
Is that something else you guys are going to send me after
the show? Yeah, John. I'm going to a list going of stuff I'm going to send you after the show.
John doesn't need to watch network TV. So
wink, you got it, right? You got it? All right.
Well, I'm sending John the Masked Singer. What was the other thing I said I was going to send him, Travis? I got to write these down.
Baby Shark.
Yeah, Baby Shark.
Baby Shark.
John, we're gonna keep you informed, man. I know you're busy. You can't keep up with all these things. So the Masked Singer and Baby Shark are coming to your inbox pretty soon.
So do we know when this heretic will be able to watch this, or is it out already? Or
no, he's
we're in pre-production right now. We're casting, and we're right this second we're in the negotiation phase with, like, quote unquote, you know, big names. And we're slated to shoot mid this year.
So you get to watch the social medias and see the whole process.
So 2021 probably.
No, actually, it's gonna go pretty fast. It's gonna go pretty fast because the money guys want it fast.
I saw the poster and it looked super awesome. I'm totally into that.
Oh, thank you, thank you. That's actually just a promo teaser thing that, you know, we whipped up really fast, to be completely honest with you. So, but I'm happy that, you know, I think it's pretty cool as well. So, but yeah, no, I'm trying to get the film done for October of this year. Wow. So finish everything.
Well, you'll have to come back when you have it in the can and you're ready to premiere.
Most definitely, guys.
Yeah. Thanks, John.
Thank you so much for having me. This drink is in your honor. Cheers.
Cool. Take care. Cheers,
later, guys.
Travis, I like John Fallon.
Love that guy.
Love that John Fallon.
Good guy. I think he's probably one of the Masked Singers.
Good Travis. People. Good people.
Don't you think?
Definitely.
I don't think he's the deer, though.
See, that's just the thing, though. Travis is...
Is there a bear?
Maybe he's the peacock.
When you deny it, even as convincing as he was, that he doesn't know what the Masked Singer is.
He pretended to not even know what the Masked Singer was. That's an automatic clue.
It sounds like he's the Masked Singer.
If you watched one football game at all this season, you know what the Masked Singer is.
Exactly. If you watched one playoff game this weekend, you saw the promo for that thing 4,000 times.
Travis, the show's winding down. And we've been off for a few weeks, and a lot has happened. There's some things that we've missed, Travis, a lot that we've missed.
Well, I think I referenced one earlier, the Macaulay Culkin Home Alone commercial.
Oh, that was so good.
It was
so great,
Travis. But see, an issue that I had that came up is, see, Michelle is a mutual listener to our show. And the show on Strange Label on Wednesday nights, it's called the Leroy and Earl Show.
Oh, Leroy and Earl.
And Leroy and Michelle said to me, she said, Mike.
Isn't that just the Chris Brake show? See, isn't it the Chris Brake guys pretending to be other guys?
We've had suspicions that it was Chris Brake, but it's not. See, Travis, what happened was they did a thing where they disguised their voices like
the Masked Singer would.
Yeah, like the Masked Singer. They did like a disguise their voice thing, like they were in the witness protection program. And like whenever we would interact with them or anything, like, you know, there was times that, like, Matt Leroy would get on and
from Leroy and Earl.
No. See, it's confusing, Travis. I know. But Matt Leroy, he's on Monday nights with Not Safe for Water Coolers.
Leroy
and Earl as different guys. So Matt would like get on to like help them like connect to the stream and stuff. And like they did it as their characters. Like they would get on to just have a conversation with Matt, but like they'd be in witness protection mode. And so like we just kind of thought, oh, well, these guys, they want their privacy. These guys don't want anything to do with us. They want to do their show. That's cool. But apparently, Travis, they have like this resentment for us, Travis.
For the wheelbarrow full of dicks?
For all of us, the entire Strange Label family, because they think that like we don't give them enough acknowledgement.
I don't acknowledge any of the shows on this network, only us.
Well, and I mean, like, the thing is like, you know, the bridge goes both ways, Travis. Like, what acknowledgement has the Leroy and Earl show given me, you know?
I don't even know if they follow me on Twitter.
Yeah, of course. Like, you said, it's both ways. I mean,
Michelle...
You better be careful. Mike Pence will get very uncomfortable if go both ways.
And Travis, the Leroy and Earl show, they dropped the witness protection gimmick. And so they did their first program with their real voices. And like Michelle said, oh, you got to listen to the new Leroy and Earl show.
Did they do that from the inception of the show? The witness protection thing?
Yeah. They always did the thing where it was like, well, a deep voice guy and like, hey, I'm Earl. You know, that.
Leroy.
I'm Earl.
They were on the Lotus cast, Matt. You had them on when they joined and they did the thing and they did not like you one bit, Matt.
So I'll tell you what happened is. Well, listened to the show. I never listened to Leroy and Earl. I didn't know what they were. I didn't know what they were all about.
You were just being friendly.
I was like, oh, let's have these guys on the show. And it was their first night on, or like, you know, I think they were airing the next week, or I don't even remember the situation. I just know that I invited, hey, why don't you guys come on the show? We'll chat for a little bit. You know, get that cross audience, whatever, even though that doesn't mean anything. And when they came on, they had those voices. And I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, what? You guys are really doing this?
Well,
this,
Matt,
is a thing? I thought they were fucking with
me. I'm skipping ahead in the clips because I want to play this clip where they really give you the business, Matt. I think this is the right one.
They gave me the biz?
Some of these shows, they don't do anything on Twitter like the Hot Butter Podcast. I never see anything from them. Not Safe for Water Coolers, fake-ass radio show.
That's all accurate. None of those guys do anything on Twitter. He's right. I think me and Leroy, we probably have a lot of similar gripes about the shows on Strange Label.
Pod Cheese and our favorite... The Lotus Cast. Yeah, the Lotus
Cast. What about
Cast.
Howie's at the coffee shop? They're still in business?
I don't see them on here anymore. I think.
Yeah, Howie at the coffee shop, they ceased operations. Actually, Howie at the coffee shop resurfaced on Twitter today because the actual guy and his show Twitter account were having a conversation back and forth about how Best Buy customer service sucks. Like he was trying to drum up the power of his social media presence. Anyway.
They're gone. I think they might be
that
gone.
Was like the best show. Way better than Wheel.
I don't know that it was the best.
Ooh.
Did he almost say
Ooh, he almost said it. But he doesn't, Matt.
Better than Wheel.
He diverts from me and shoots straight for you.
Lotus Cast. Way better than Lotus Cast.
Lotus Cast was the worst by far.
I mean, way
they were so,
better.
They're so cocky. You know, it's like they are so cocky.
They are.
Now, Matt.
Yeah.
I know.
No, it's 100% true.
Matt, I've talked to you for a long time, and I will tell you that for like the first 6 months I knew you, I think it's your tone of voice, Matt. You come across as a real prick.
Yeah, I get that.
But like you're not. But like you have to learn that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Matt's a very nice guy. I like Matt very much. And even earlier, before we were on the air, he was talking about this Beastie Boys audiobook he was listening to, and even describing that, it just made me feel like he was being condescending towards me.
Right. Really? He always seems like he's kind of being condescending, like he's talking down to you, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Maybe these Leroy and Earl guys.
Well, I think that's just like a Northeast kind of deal.
I'm not even a Northeast guy. Like I grew up in Kentucky.
Maybe that's it.
And it's not. I'm shocked to hear you say that. It sounds like I was talking down to you because
Matt. But you weren't. But I always thought that you were. Now, granted.
Yeah.
Oh, I know you were just trying to share something that you enjoyed and you were like excited about it. But you know,
Matt.
I just felt like small.
I've suspected that Travis's microphone cutting out thing has been a bit the whole time so that he could quit the show. Like, you know, I think crazy things all the time. So me thinking that
only a couple of weeks away, guys.
Me thinking that you're condescending. That's me, man. But these guys, there's
a- maybe Strange Label people, if you're listening, probably not. But if you're listening live by chance, you could start talking to us now and treating us like one of you guys.
Yeah, Strange Label. Cool. Let's talk about the Strange Label shows real quick.
What they think is that like Daddy needs to pat him on the head and tell him they're doing a good job. Travis is what it is.
I don't talk to anybody at all.
But that's what they're saying. It's even like,
why are you being a dick,
guys? I think you're doing a great job. You do a show pretty consistently.
Yeah, but who gives a fuck if I think it or you think it? Like if you like the fucking show you're doing, then just do the show that you're doing. That's it. Like if you want to interact with
Matt,
interact with them.
They want acknowledgement, Matt. They want us to tell them they're doing a good job. Guys,
to be perfectly clear, this is how the WFOD show promotes another show. They dissect talked about.
Leroy and Earl.
Like you're being an asshole, so people listen.
Guys, Leroy and Earl is live every Wednesday night on Strange Label at 7 o'clock.
Central.
Central.
Are they Central boys?
I think that they're doing a great job.
Well, Mike doesn't realize that most people live on the East Coast, so he should probably say 8 o'clock and not 7.
If you need the strange label seal, what they're doing, drunk. Oh, 7 Eastern. Michelle corrected me in chat. It's 7 Eastern, so it's 6 Central. What they're doing is they're Vince McMahoning me is what they're doing. I'm not Vince McMahon. I'm Stone Cold. You know what I'm saying? Have the authority? Do I sound like a Stone Cold?
Yeah, sure.
See, I'm the one that drinks the beers and tells authority to go fuck themselves. They're Vince McMahoning me. It's bullshit. Howie at the coffee shop is better than us? Are you kidding me? You kidding me with that, Leroy? Okay, so you're acknowledged. Guys, tune into Leroy and Earl. They're on tomorrow.
You're the funniest,
dude. But, I mean, if you want to interact with the shows around you, then interact with the shows around you. Like, I feel like when they first came on Strange Label, it was, hey, we want to welcome you here. And then they go and pull the shit that they pull, and it's like, well, okay, fuck you then. Like,
who's the guy that was Bugs Bunny? Is that
you wanted to join the station?
Mel Blanc.
Mel Blanc.
Come on in.
Imagine Mel Blanc like wants people to be his friends, but like he'll only talk to you as Bugs Bunny.
Right.
You know, like okay, you want to be our friends, and then give us a call.
He was like half the characters on that show, by the way.
But you see what I'm saying, Drew. We were talking to them as their fictional characters. I didn't know they wanted to be friends. And when they tweet to us, I tweet back to them. See, I'll play another clip for you, Matt. I got clips.
Let's hear it.
And then there's the Fernicast, which I don't know if they're even still on anymore.
Fernicast?
Fernicast does shows just about every goddamn week. But hold on, wait.
What is that? Red Fern?
It's actually Fernicast.
Where the Red Ferna grows?
So, like, what fucking acknowledgement do you want?
How long has he been sitting on a fern? Who the fuck breaks out of where the red fern grows joke?
No, I mean, so like the Fernicast has been around forever. You want to be our friends, but like, what the fuck do you bring to the table? You know what I'm saying?
Guys,
like, how about you goddamn acknowledge me? That's what I'm going to bitch about. I'm going to bitch about how I wasn't acknowledged enough.
He did acknowledge you.
Howie and the coffee shop's better than all these other shows on Strange Label, but I really wish they'd be our friend.
Yeah, and
it's good to see that the first show back in 2019 really hasn't deviated from the previous formula.
2019, the year of beef.
I don't want to start beef.
What is beef? Look, beef is when you fuck with us.
Look, Leroy and Earl.
Beef, it's what's for dinner.
They do a show every Wednesday night. You should tune into it. This is what I'm saying.
To me, it sounds like you're trying to start a beef.
I'm not trying to. How can I be starting a beef? They shit on us.
Yeah. I would play that clip again where he almost says wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Is worse than Howie at the coffee shop, Matt?
Play that. Please play that again. Please.
You'd have to rewind it. It's a whole
worse
thing.
So, yeah, we can partake. We don't have to be the redheaded stepchild anymore. But
see, okay.
So here's what's funny, Mike. You got all these clips saved, and you don't even, like, play the whole clip. You give it, like, a 2-second clip, then...
For sure. We still will be. For a
second? Yeah, but at least they might actually... acknowledge us.
Maybe.
Done.
Done. You've been acknowledged. Tune in tomorrow to Leroy and Earl. Don't fucking miss it.
So wait, what happened with Leroy and Earl? Did they stop?
They stopped doing the witness protection bit. They've gone regular voices, Matt.
So they came out with real voices. Why did they say why they were doing
the But here's the thing, Matt. It is like they do this show, and I listen to the show. I Michelle said, "Oh, you got to hear it." They do this show, and pretty much the entire time, all they do is talk about how they didn't prepare anything.
Right.
And we suck. We don't know why anybody listens.
Remember
to this.
Remember when they had the voices and they just get on and bicker because they didn't sound right?
Right, right. And then they have this guest on who, like, I think that the only thing they knew about the guest was what her name was. So, I mean, they're like, "Say, so what do you do?" She's like, "Oh, blah, 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 blah. I do blah, blah, blah." And then they're like, "Yeah, but I don't understand what you do." And then they like made a couple jokes about her name, and then they told her that they didn't prepare anything, and then they end the interview. And then they go on to bitch about us and how we don't acknowledge their genius.
I mean, listen, I would never presume to tell anybody how to podcast, because podcasting is like
I'm not critiquing the way that somebody podcasts. I'm just saying it's what I observed as a listener. And, right. You know, I had this conversation in private with Michelle, and she defended them tooth and nail. She said, how dare you? I'm sure that you've really said before that you're unprepared. But I don't make a habit
it's
of it,
not,
for one.
That's not
and
the point. That's
here's
not...
the thing. As a listener of podcasts, I'm allowed to have an opinion of them. Like, you know, as a listener, I can listen to something and point out what I like and don't like about it. You don't have to bring WFOD precedent to me for having a goddamn opinion of a podcast I listen to, which is what she was doing every time I would say, "Oh, well, you do that too." I was like, "Well, fuck you. I don't like it when I do it either." But you recommended this show to me, and I'm going to tell you what I goddamn think about it. And I'll tell you. They shit on me, and this is war.
And obviously you want
okay, so you
to...
are starting beef.
No, I'm not starting beef.
You just said,
guys,
this is war. That is starting
I'm
beef.
Cutting,
that is the definition of starting
I'm
beef.
Cutting that
this
out.
Is war equals let's start beef.
I thought we were going to be positive this year.
Travis, it's
no,
the year of positivity.
Not pod-G.
This will be my last statement on the matter. I am done with this.
I'm issue. Bringing them up every week now, just because
they want our acknowledgement, drunk. So I'm sure that
Travis,
they would very much appreciate.
He did say Howie at the coffee shop is better than Wheel.
Pick of the week every week from now on. Iron. Leroy and Earl tomorrow at 7:00.
Very much
Eastern.
Heard that.
Oh, Matt, they almost said it. They almost said it.
Oh my God, yeah,
guys,
congratulations, Leroy and Earl. You are better than a show that doesn't exist.
All right, we gotta get Mike off his soapbox. Travis,
guys,
you got pick of the week.
I'm cutting all of that out. Travis, pick of the week. Travis,
I don't have one.
Bird box.
Definitely not Bird Box. This is my actual true opinion on Bird Box. Yeah, it's fine.
That's what my girlfriend said. It was a movie. It's a movie.
Yeah, it's fine. Travis, I wasn't angry like that werewolf movie that I watched that one time. That Mike made me watch and then didn't watch. It didn't make me angry.
Oh, kind of like the fucking dinosaur movie he made me watch and didn't watch.
Did you watch that?
I did watch.
How was it?
It was the dinosaurs meets the Hunger Games.
Matt, you got a pick of the week,
with
Matt?
A shit budget.
I, you know what? I came home today and my my wife.
My wife.
My wife.
She had a painting done of Jim Carrey coming out of the rhino's asshole.
Nice.
And that was hanging up in our living room. And it was a delightful surprise. And I, boy, I just couldn't be happier with it. It's just Jim Carrey coming out of a rhinoceros.
You're
going
to need to send that to us in our messenger.
Yeah, I posted a picture up on my Instagrams. And
I don't Instagram.
No,
it's on my
here
Facebook
either.
As well. But yeah, I'll send you the picture. It's pretty
it is
fucking
on your
sweet.
Facebook?
Yeah. Yeah. Facebook. It's pretty fucking great.
That's nice. You got a keeper there.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. My pick.
Travis, did you think of one yet?
You know, it's been so long since we did a show. I can't. I'll just sit. No, I don't have anything.
I mean, Christmas went by. Like, didn't you get anything great
Travis,
for Christmas?
Travis, did you get any good Christmas presents, Travis?
I don't get Christmas presents. Nobody gets me anything.
What do you mean you don't get Christmas presents, Travis?
I don't get Christmas presents.
Travis, do you get a Christmas present?
Oh, I got some Buffalo Wild Wings gift cards.
There you go.
Oh, Buffalo boy. Wild Wings is Travis's pick.
Yep. The wife and I are going on a date night to Buffalo Wild Wings to watch NFL playoff football this coming Saturday. So that's my pick of the week.
Drunk pick of the week, buddy.
It's a three for one, but it's all kind of all encompassing. Drunk's pick of the week is Cody Parkey and the Double Doink.
You fucking cocksucker.
It is.
Fucking first show of the week.
Alabama getting absolutely trounced.
Get the fuck out of here, you motherfucker.
Alabama getting completely trounced last night. And then the ass whooping that the Patriots are going to get this this weekend from the Chargers. So,
first goddamn show of the year. That's what you Drunk, fucking do.
Drunk, you know that well, Travis is a huge Bears fan. Why would you do that?
I troll Mike every week, so I got to get Travis every now and again.
Drunk, you imagine.
I rarely get Travis fired up. I get you fired up all the time. So, you know, 2019, the year of Drunk getting Travis fired up.
Shit.
Guns out, funds out.
I love. I couldn't tell you how large my smile is right now from hearing Travis so upset.
The pines, they often whisper. They whisper, but no tongue can tell. He who drinks from the deep water. May he know the depths of the well. May I stand unshaken amid a misty crash of worlds. May I stand unshaken amid a misty crash of worlds. Oh, traveler, what have you seen? Were there crossroads? Where you been? I once was standing tall. Now I feel my back against the wall. Stand unshaken. Amidst the crash of the world, may I stand unshaken. Amidst the crash of the world. Comes to me as you once did, but I could not see. And I don't wonder, as a way was sung, were the haunts to be haunted by the swamp and young? Oh, stand unshaken. It's the crash of a world. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this installment of WFOD. Join us live every Tuesday night at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. Be sure to check out all the other great shows that station offers. You can download past episodes of our lengthy catalog or enjoy other premium content on our website found at WFODshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at WFODix. Email us Mike, Travis, or Drunk at WFODshow.com. Give us a call when we're live or when we're not live. Phone number there is 636-487-HAND. Special thanks, as always, to our Patreon sponsors, Liquid Lozenge and Brian Kranz. If you'd like to contribute, it's patreon.com/WFODix. We'll be back next week. Thank you. And goodbye.
Lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself.
Support a totem pole. That's what Mike's thinking.
Bye.
Oh, boy.
So on a personal note, we weren't able to get to it in the show because, you know, good jam-packed show, which we love.
Well, I got stuff for a while, but we got the next couple of weeks already mapped
out. Thursday, fucking, you know, cleaning my house, fucking doing dishes, laundry, all this. My lady said,
would you find another refrigerator?
Well, it gets better.
Oh.
So my lady's like, what are you doing? I'm like, yeah, what do you need me to do?
She got a lead on a new dresser.
We went to Value City and picked up a new fucking dresser.
Oh, my God, drunk.
And I was like, babe, do we really need a new dresser? And she said, yes.
Of course we do.
Why?
Drunk? I don't know.
Because when you own five, what's six? I
don't, drunk.
You might as well double
that. She don't like one of the ones that we have in the room, so.
Drunk.
You're not getting rid of it, though, right? You're putting it in the basement or something?
I probably will,
the
yeah.
The saga of the dressers is like a reason that some
much.
People tune in to listen. Like, this can't not be in the show.
I tried, but I never got a chance. We couldn't take a breath today. I didn't get a chance to put it in.
Drunk. I almost was like, why didn't you make that the pick of your week? But I loved your actual pick of the week so much.
Oh my God! I just saw the Ace Ventura painting. That's amazing. Oh,
isn't that great?
Did Matt turn his video on or something?
No, I pulled up my Facebook and it's like one of the first things that popped up because Facebook AI is listening to me talk. So
there you go.
I'm gonna start putting the stuff back on Patreon again. I've been slacking on that and I need to not slack on that. These that we do after the show, we're going to go back to doing those again.
So, yeah. So, now I got an extra dresser if somebody wants to contact
me. How many dressers is that total?
I'm going to have to go back home and
count. Let's go room to room, drunk.
Please do an inventory.
Because she bought another one on Craigslist like 2 or 3 months ago.
God, it's her. Is this what you're telling? It's her? She's doing this?
Like, well, she's the last two of them for sure.
Drunk, happening? Just let me ask this. Like, in the time that we've discussed your dresser problem, you've realized that it's a problem, right? I mean, like, we've kind of gotten through to you a little bit to make you conscious of the like, you have too many dressers.
Well, you can never have too many dressers, right?
You can, drunk. You have too many dressers.
So we got two in our room. This will put three now in the computer room.
Okay, so that's five.
Two right. in the guest bedroom.
That's seven.
One in the dining room.
One in the dining room.
Eight.
If you want to count my roommates too that he has, we can go ahead and do that.
We're at 10.
Did we count your dresser room already?
Well, the dresser room kind of got transformed, so
what is the dresser room now?
Just a guest bedroom.
Okay.
Right.
Does that have a dresser in it?
It's got two, yeah.
Guys, we're at 10 dressers.
No, it's got two.
Just in case the guests want to stay for 2 years.
Well, you got to make it like hotel-like.
Matt,
hotels have dressers,
Matt,
right?
You
Did
live.
You put a Bible in it.
I told my lady I was gonna get one.
Okay,
I'm sorry. Yeah,
I stay out of town.
Matt,
gotta put a Bible.
You live in a home with you, your wife, and your two children.
Right.
How many dressers you got?
Yeah. So
three.
We got one for each kid.
Okay.
And that's it.
You don't have a dresser, Matt?
No, I don't.
Your lady don't have a dresser?
No, we've got those weird like cube things.
So
cubby holes.
So yeah, drunk yeah. has. Five times the amount of dressers as you, and like we're not even done counting. Like
no,
we, I think we've
right.
just done the
just
upstairs.
Yeah,
I don't
more.
Have any downstairs.
No downstairs dressers.
No here. Downstairs.
Yeah.
We might move one of the three that are in the computer room to the basement though.
Wow.
That bothers there's none downstairs.
Amazing.
How's he gonna put stuff downstairs? There's nothing down.
I do got like. A bunch of bookshelves downstairs, though. But I don't have any books.
So Matt's household and my household combined have fewer dressers than drunks.
And I have probably all three of you combined.
Matt's got more people.
Well, like we have like one of those chest of drawers. Do you count that as a dresser?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm counting them as.
Okay, so we have two dressers.
Yeah, we have one per person in our house, so four dressers in our house.
Yeah.
So... Oof.
So the three of us combined have less dressers than drunk. And like you two have children.
Yeah.
You're going to have to take one of those dressers and put it outside
drunk,
by your swimming
has
pool.
Him, his girl, and a roommate.
Yeah.
You know what he's going to have to get? He's going to have to get a really big dresser to put all these dressers in.
Right.
A dresser.
He needs a dresser.
And I am thinking about getting another deep freeze, too.
You need another freezer. You definitely have need freezer. Another fridge/freezer.
Yeah. So, but that one's gonna be a small one dedicated for just alcohol. So